The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It is the top of the hour. It is primary Tuesday. Five states, the Mid-Atlantic, heading to the polls to decide who will be their candidate of choice. We've got lots of delegates up for grabs. 118 Republican delegates, 384 Democratic delegates, and they will be decided. But for all intents and purposes, right now it is being projected that Hillary and Donald Trump, it'll be a very good Tuesday for them. And of course, as the results come, you will hear more about it right here. So we appreciate you, being with us. Right now, of course, the other sidebar discussion is this alliance between one Ted Cruz and John Kasich. You know, what do you think about it? Well, Chuck Todd chimed in, and I agree with him. I think it's a little bit too late. Let's listen to what Chuck Todd had to say.
Everyone, NBC's Hallie Jackson, thank you very much. Let's bring in NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press and host of MTP Daily, Chuck Todd. What do you think? Is collusion going to work?
It would have been a great idea 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, six
weeks ago, you know what we'd be talking about today? Boy, is John Kasich going to win both Maryland and Pennsylvania? Could John Kasich win in Connecticut?
Right.
Could be a good John Kasich. He would have been. Look, and the Kasich campaign was desperate to cut this deal then.
Right.
All right. There's no doubt about it. The Cruz folks did. And they only cut this deal because they looked at the numbers in Indiana and realized if Kasich campaigns in Indiana, particularly the parts that border Ohio, forget it.
Yeah.
They
can't
win.
And you look at it,
and remember, Indiana's worth 1,000 delegates, apparently.
Apparently,
if you win Indiana, it's over.
You sent me that email over the week, a funny email over the weekend, just making fun of how everybody had propped up Indiana. Trump over 50% in New York, but Indiana's coming. Trump at 50% over 50% in New York, but Indiana's coming. Trump at 50% in California, but Indiana's coming. Trump over 50% in Connecticut, but Indiana's coming. I mean, they did it. New Jersey, he's over 50 in New Jersey, but Indiana's coming. Little Indiana has become like the center of the political world for some reason. But you look at the three polls.
Yeah.
And Cruz is even losing Indiana.
Well, let's say he wins it.
First of all,
that's what I was just
saying.
What's
the impact?
On delegates?
Yeah.
It could be negligible. Maybe a net of 15 for him. Remember, it's more like Missouri in Wisconsin, right? So you get a chunk if you win statewide, and then it's by congressional district. And you start looking a very close race. Remember, the way Missouri looked, and I think Indiana's going to be more like Missouri than it is Wisconsin, much closer. It may not matter. I mean, basically, okay, the one or two, if you win, yes, you'll net more delegates because of your at-large haul. But it's not going to be enough to stop the 12-3. And by the way, tonight, Trump's going to, we think, get 95 delegates out of the 118 you can get tonight in pledge. That doesn't count those 54 unbounds in Pennsylvania. 95, that's going to get him. He needs 400, essentially, between now and June 7th. He gets almost 100 of his 400 tonight.
Right.
So let's watch how Trump...
You know, Scott, I like how they say, Chuck Todd, there's 1,000 delegates in Indiana. You would think that the way the importance is, but no doubt about it that that's their line of demarcation right there for the Cruz campaign.
Well,
I
think it's more of a you get some momentum going because he can't. He can't go into the convention and not have any momentum.
Yeah.
So Kasich and him have to start showing that there are people out there that want them, and it's only because
they
were on the ballot that they have to. They need momentum in order to get it on the second ballot, because if Trump goes in and he's only 5 delegates short, he'll get the nomination.
Yeah. I think the other thing, people are getting turned off with the stickiness of it all. You know, we're starting to get too much in the weeds. instead of a straight-up competition. And, of course, Trump's doing everything he can talk about. And interesting, they picked up on it, too. They called it collusion, the collusion of Kasich and Cruz. That doesn't rhyme very well with the reason of America either. Well, we'll keep you informed. Stay with us. Bill Martinez live here at just about 5 after.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if it's going to happen, America, it's going to be up to me and you, all hands on deck, okay? So welcome aboard here. No political correctness. Hey, we're just going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Is that okay with you? I know. That's why you joined us. It's Bill Martinez coming at you live just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is the third year since, what all we had to experience there in Boston at the Boston Marathon. And they are running today an elite number of runners there at the Boston Marathon. We pray all goes well and everybody enjoys themselves. I like this quote from Bruce Kaufman, which is quite fitting. I just, this weekend I had to go down to Orlando, Florida. I'm on the east side, so we drove on the toll road there. And I couldn't help but remember George Carlin's, quote here. He says, "Have you ever noticed that anybody driving slower than you is an idiot? And anyone going faster than you is a maniac?" Well, let me tell you, on that road, back and forth from Orlando, there were lots of maniacs, man. I mean, forget about the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. I mean, here in Florida, I think they just look at it as a mere suggestion. You know, it's like, no, there's no way they can be serious about that speed limit. Michael Doherty, I'm telling you. Michael Doherty is with a senior writer for the Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity. Michael Doherty, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good. I hope you got over to the right, because, I mean, I'm a left lane guy.
I was to the right whenever I could get over to the, because it was like, it was very tenuous. But I almost, it brought back memories of, have you ever been on the Autobahn?
Yes.
Yeah, and there's signs all over. You know, if you're slow, you stay right. I mean, people are in their little Fiats and their little Renaults, at 120 miles an hour, just flying down the road. I was thinking, oh, gosh, I'm on the Autobahn all of a sudden here. It was crazy. I mean, kind of wild stuff. But anyway, Michael, go ahead.
I'm in L.A., so it's the same game right now.
Yeah, well, the speed limit's a suggestion. It's not the law. It's just there, Although those black and white signs, that's by definition, when they're black and white, that's a legal limit, right? Is it still the same? Is it still the same? I've been out of California for a little bit, so I don't know. Things are changing over there so much that, I never know what Governor Brown is signing into act over there.
Well, the whole thing is you're all going 8 miles an hour, and all I can think of is one person slams on the brake, we're all in trouble. But anyway, so good Monday morning, sir.
Hey, here it is. Well, good to have you with us. Well, hey, Donald Trump is shaking everybody up. He's whining because Ted Cruz is playing small ball, and, you know, he's getting base hits, and he's scoring some numbers, and Trump not liking this thing at all. And but this is what happens when you get a non-politician, you know, just like you would get somebody who didn't understand the big league suddenly finding himself in a Major League Baseball contest. He just, you know, doesn't understand the nuance here. And you can be all that in a bag of chips, but if you don't know the rules and know how to play the rules and you're not surrounded by the right kind of people, you know, the thing comes to mind here, and a couple of commentaries, Michael, have said this, is that what we like about Donald Trump is the very thing we'll end up hating about Donald Trump. And that is, number one, he's not beholden to anybody. And he lets you know he's not beholden to anybody. You know, he's not going to be beholden to the big money people and that. And what I'm concerned about, does that attitude swing the other way where he's not beholden to we the people either?
Well, he's not even beholden to himself. I mean, his behavior is so outrageous. And this is where I think he's topped out just before the finish line, and now he's going to scream and whine and throw a temper. We are dealing with the mentality of a toddler. We are.
Yeah.
And they throw temper tantrums, and they scream till they get their way, and they wear you down, and this is what he's going to do now. He's bemoaning the rules, and this is a pattern you have to see. Do you want someone doing this at a negotiative table at a summit? Do you want someone doing this? This ain't going to be Reagan with Gorbachev. This is not that type of cool. And so it's a problem. And but it's going to get really annoying. He's going to be complaining. He is going to lift the roof if he doesn't get his way.
Yeah, it's getting there. But, you know, at one time, Michael, I got to tell you, I was concerned that if he splintered off, that causing, you know, creating a third party would be problematic. And he could very well do that. But I think we're going to find ourselves, and this is rare, you know, for you and I. We've been around for a little bit. We've never seen anybody win the presidency with, 35% of the vote. But my mind keeps telling me that we could potentially have somebody, and it's almost with confidence that I have this set in my brain, that somebody could end up winning the presidency with 35% of the vote. Now, John Naisbitt has been, you know, in his book Megatrends, has been saying for a long time the two-party system is like two dinosaurs mating. We may have come to the point that our party system has finally gone extinct, and we're going to bifurcate the party system in such, and we're no longer have a two-party system. And I know, you know, I brought this up from time to time, and people can kind of see it, and then some say, well, Bill, you know, you got to get that tinfoil hat off your head. I said, this isn't any tinfoil thing. I mean, you know, look at what Naisbitt had to say. A lot of what he had to share in Megatrends has come about. And my first question to him, if I ever talk to him, is, hey, why hasn't that happened yet? But I think if ever there was a time, potentially, this could be it.
Well, because it starts when both parties go extreme or ignore their center, their not center base, but base. I mean, both sides are going through this unbelievable tumult. Look at Sanders spanking Hillary 7 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's all quote unquote establishment. The problem is, how ironic that we have a temper tantrum thrower screaming baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, I this is where I think that you're right in this certain. It takes kind of a perfect storm, but we do have a guy that I think has topped out, and he's in a sort of a rock and a hard place, because what makes people vote for Trump is also what has topped out Trump, so that he can get close. And this behavior, what is it about these billionaires that think that means they know everything about everything?
And that's his nature. He is that way, as one friend of mine, John Niedenagel, described. He's the classic CEO type, and that's good and bad. And with Trump, in the same way, actually the same profile, brain typing profile, exists with one Hillary Clinton. This is why they can't say they're sorry. They cannot admit that they're wrong. That's just not part of their language. It doesn't connect with their brain. It's that I'm sorry, forgive me synapse. It just snaps. There's just some, it's kind of like it's just hanging there. You know, there's no connection. The emotion is not traveling.
Yeah, it's not a successful CEO in the long run, though. If you don't surround yourself with people that know more than you do and be able to understand that and run that and empower them, you're not going to have a strong team.
Well, that's what made Ronald Reagan so effective, is that he chose good people. And I think that, you know, in some, we impose that perception that we have of Ronald Reagan. I think early on we did that with Donald Trump, that maybe he could be the guy. But I'll tell you, I'm concerned, just as I shared with you earlier, that he's not beholden to anyone, including us, we the people. And that does, I'm starting to see that more and more, to go along with what you're saying in terms of him topping out. Michael Dougherty is with us. We've got more from...
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that's me. Welcome back, America 19, after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Don't forget, we have Mucho Mas Martinez coming up. It'll be about 12:15 Eastern time that it'll take place today on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com, Martinez/Martinez Live. Join us and let us know your comments. We kind of summarize, you know, things we're talking about, things that Michael Dougherty and I will be talking about. So we'll extend the conversation and give you a chance to chime in then and make sure you tell your friends all about us. Michael Dougherty, speaking of which, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member of Snoop Wall, author of the book The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity. The book is available at all the usual places, right, Michael?
Yeah, mainly Amazon's going to be your strong point because it's got all the audiobook, ebook, hardcover, softcover.
Well, you wrote a column here about these billionaires that have gone anti-Trump. And what it reminds me of, Michael, I don't know if I shared the story with you, was I was in San Francisco, just outside of Alioto's, and there was this guy selling crabs out of this blue box right there on the, you know, just right there on the wharf. And, you know, we're just sitting there watching, you know, and listening, waiting for a name, because, you know, you get to wait sometimes. And so, anyway, this guy's selling these fresh crabs out of this blue box. And every once in a while you see a pincher, you know, flipping up, and you're thinking, whoa, there's the water. This guy, you know, what's the deal? He's not much afraid of losing his inventory. Finally, curiosity got to us, and we sit and go to the guy and go, okay, hey, what's the deal here, man? We've been watching you sell these crabs. You know, there's the water there. The lid is, you got the lid off to the side. Why don't you put the lid back on, protect your inventory? He goes, oh, you don't understand. He says, crabs, they're like people. As soon as one tries to get out, the others reach up and grab them and pull them back in. And it's interesting with that story, I see the same thing with billionaires. So it doesn't matter how much money you got billionaires like the crab in the box pulling Trump down saying, hey, we're, you know, I don't mind you making money, but there's no way you're going to be the leader of the free world, are you?
Well, and you know what concerns me about that is I hope they don't pull the ideas down with them. And this is, yeah. Trump's negatives are so high with so many people. I don't want, you know, I hope they don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly.
And they trash immigration reform because of Trump. And the whole personal blowback is so intense. That's my biggest concern on this. And the billionaires are a side game because all of them are guilty of thinking they're brilliant in everything because they've been successful in something. And that gets a little old. And it's tough. And that is what also, you know, it drives people kind of crazy, like, you know, Zuckerberg, fine, you know, you've started Facebook, now you're 31, you know, what is this political stance you're trying to take as if you're right? It grates on my nerves, actually.
Well, it's the same thing, kind of like Trump to a degree. You know, God in his brilliance didn't give any one person all the goods. You may have an element, you may have a portion of the answer, but you're not the answer. And that's the opportunity that we have, that we love so much about the United States of America and having the freedoms that we have, like freedom of speech, oh, by the way, so that we can share ideas that together we can bring and formulate the ultimate plan that will work for all concerned. The challenge we have, of course, in the conversation that we have in this country is that it's okay for you to talk as long as you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, I'm going to marginalize you. I'm going to invalidate you. I'm going to use every heavy hand of the law that I can, including putting you in the wrong bathroom stall if I need to.
That too is also what happens at work. Like if you work at Facebook, okay, it's groupthink. I don't care what the situation is, you still are getting a paycheck. And right. There still are political repercussions. And so I get real nervous when an employer starts barking off, because then you're going to have people agree because that's how they think they're going to get successful. And that just takes the air out of the room. That also hurts the First Amendment. It's just not the right place and time. And it's dangerous when someone with that much power actually thinks he's so right. He gets to pull this stuff. It's tough.
Well, and that's the thing. Unfortunately, we've learned in this country, and this is what some of the other people are talking about, the 99% against the 1%, is the 1% have lorded it over the 99 to such a degree that they're going after them. And this is all, you know, to your point, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? What is the value to what they're saying that they're bringing to the conversation in the public square? For the justice system and Black Lives Matter, what is the value? It's not that Black Lives Matter should trump everything. It's not that the LGBT agenda should trump everything, and everybody's got to get confused, and you look at a bathroom, and you don't know what bathroom should I go into anymore. In fact, when I was at Starbucks the other day, I thought, what's going to happen now is all these businesses are going to have to retrofit their bathrooms. And there, because there's going to have to be a third bathroom, at least, if not, it's crazy. We've got so many delineations of our gender. Who would have thought that God didn't really mean that he made them male and female? I mean, he only gave us two genders, but somehow the group thought, as you say, Michael, has evolved to the point that I think in some college institutions, there's as many as 16 designations now. So, I mean,
look what happens with the. The irony is the free thought, free expression crowd goes absolutely hysterical, mm-hmm. if you dare disagree with that. I mean, the irony is incredible, and that's why I talk about this group thing. It's this kumbaya, but not really.
Yes.
And then we're at such a level of ridiculousness that of all the problems in the world right now, mm-hmm. we're talking about that.
Yeah.
It's a head scratcher.
Well, it's kind of interesting because those conversations were had, really back in the 60s over campfires, and people were half dressed and, smoking those funny cigarettes and all that. And at some point everybody would sober up and go, we're just kidding. It was like a Cheech and Chong skit, it's just like you'd have a moment of reality to go, oh, just kidding, Dave. There'd be that connection. But now there's no connection. There's no connection with reality. So it's like, okay, hey, we're going to just keep writing this thing out. And now we need 16 different stalls, or maybe one that says, that's what I was telling you, out of Starbucks, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to have a male bathroom, we have a female bathroom, and then we're going to have a whatever bathroom. I think, could you say whatever? Well, would that cover everybody?
If you're a kid, it's got to be a head scratcher. I mean, you look around, the adults are crazy. It's like, it's got to be tough to figure out where the ground is and where you get, where there actually is level ground. Like, everything's not smoke and mirrors. It's a really dangerous time right now. I mean, we're really pandering to a small minority and we're free falling, and it's hard to know. And then you get these extreme, I think this all ties into the extreme election season we're having here, mm-hmm. and it's so intense, it's so combative, and you got Sanders and Trump are bigger indications of what's going on in this culture. Maybe in the long run it's going to be good, because we're going to have to like really fight it out and figure out who we want to be, and I'm all for that, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get back to the Founding Fathers and have some foundation. Mm-hmm. But
What I tell the kids is that experience defines preference, and we're at a point right now where we're trying everything, and we're defining preference. We're starting to filter out some of this stuff. And, excuse me, we're going to get to that point where just exactly what you're saying, we're going to wake up and going, we're doing all this for less than 1%? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's important to have minorities represented, but it's not, the tail can't wag the dog at this extreme.
We're at a point where not only do we have minorities in the country, we have minorities outside of the country coming in, and they're shaking the country's, body.
And I mean minority positions, not minority, races. I mean, I'm talking about any minority position as the issue.
Right. Exactly. Well, Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Good to have you with us. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
since I started taking the Nisvenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
A different story. Voice the truth. Fans, do not be afraid. And the voice the truth. This is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me.
Martinez live.
You know, it seems to be the theme of today's show, and that is hearing the voice of truth in this information age in which we live in. Lots of information out there. I say that's good news. The challenge for all of us is how are we going to decipher the input and the portals of that information coming through us? What is the filter so that you can process information and be able to accept the truth and discard the deception? Because it is, information just comes out there in droves, and it's up to us to decide, okay, what are we going to buy into? What are we going to apprehend here? And if we're vulnerable, to the deception, hey, we're going to fall victim and we're going to be off track. Welcome to America, huh? Mark Wolin is up with us in just a moment. We're going to talk about inherited family trauma, speaking of which, secondary PTSD, as some would call it, and mental health. But before we get into our discussion with Mark, I do want to remind you of a couple things. You know, we had the conversation with Alex Kendrick just a moment ago. I want to remind you, you can go to warroomthemovie.com and you can find out what church in your local area is going to be doing that free screening of War Room. Some 200 churches across the country screening that number one box office hit, War Room. Incredible. If you have not seen it, highly recommend it. If you've seen it, bring somebody with you.
go and see it again. It will re-encourage you. It was an outstanding presentation from the Kendrick brothers, Alex and Stephen. Of course, all this leading into the National Day of Prayer, which will be coming up on May the 5th. Also, don't forget to email me, bill@billmartinezlive.com, to enter to win those two free tickets. I got plenty of two free tickets, but we got two free tickets for you to the special Fathom event screening of Climate Hustle. That's going to take place on May the 2nd at 7 p.m. It's going to be screened in 400 theaters nationwide, so I'm sure there's a theater near you. So just email me, say, hey, Martinez, give me the tickets. And we'll send a pair of tickets to you. We'll put you in a drawing, and our gift to you. Go out and have a special date night on May the 2nd, or take some friends, have a good time. May the 2nd, 7 p.m., that special screening of Climate Hustle at a theater near you. So don't forget to email me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. As I mentioned, Mark Wolin is with us right now to talk about, something that might be a bit provocative. And the scientists are starting to discover, and that is that there is such a thing as inherited family trauma, or somewhat might refer to as secondary PTSD and mental health. Mark Wolin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to, clarify this, because, I think we're, for anybody that's earnest about their humanity and their life and their life's journey, they wonder sometimes, when you hit that bad part of the mental disc that kind of spins you out of control and you go, what happened here? What's going on? And then you might have a family member say, you're exactly like Grandpa. What do you mean I'm exactly like Grandpa? What are you talking about? And so some of this evidence, this anecdotal evidence, starts coming out, and scientists are looking deeper into this, right, Mark?
It's true. Mm-hmm. We're born with a hard drive that we wish we weren't, mm-hmm. but it appears that there's a hard drive with an operating system that's already in place, mm-hmm. that contains the fallout from traumas that our parents experienced, our grandparents, perhaps even our great-grandparents. And we can be born with fears and feelings that don't belong to us, but we think they're ours. Mm-hmm. We never think to question. We just think, this is who I am. This is how I'm wired. This is, and when we look deeper at the way we suffer, the way we're struggling with anxiety or fears or depressions, we can say, oh my goodness, you're right. My grandpa was that way. And then mm-hmm. what happened to grandpa? Right behind Grandpa that made him that way.
Exactly. Well, and, as we talk about anecdotally, this has kind of been passed on. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But we really don't appreciate the ramifications, the true ramifications, and how the dominoes fall and how it shapes one's life. Because just to acknowledge that, hey, maybe this is, I'm similar to Grandpa that way because I do the same thing that he does. But the impact that this has on our perception and the way we live out our life is, pretty profound, isn't it?
And in our genes, mm-hmm. the impact on our genes. So there's a trauma that happens to Grandpa, and biologically it changes him. And it causes a chemical change. Mm-hmm. And this chemical change in the DNA doesn't change the DNA sequence, but it'll change how our genes will express. They'll turn on, they'll turn off, they'll turn up, they'll turn down, and this can go on for generations. Mm. So when we have kids, our kids can be born with the same thing that Grandpa had. Mm. The new field of epigenetics is so exciting because what's happening, they're showing that trauma happens, it gets stored, it can be transmitted.
Mm. Yeah, you think about how powerful we are as human beings, and the way God has designed us, Mark, we can speak health, we can speak death. This is why we're made to be aware of that words have meaning, and that we can bless or curse somebody just simply by the language or even the intent that we hold in our heart, toward another.
Absolutely. One of the things that I found fascinating is, so I've done all this work looking at the science and putting it all together, and they talk about how these traumas can extend for three or four generations, and then you go to that passage in the Bible that says that these traumas can be visited for 3 to 4 generations,
right.
And you're thinking, my goodness, people knew about this stuff for thousands of years.
Yeah, exactly. But now science here in the modern era is starting to you know, connect the dots. And I sometimes say, you know, it, you know, as David said, there's nothing new. Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. So it's more a rediscovery than it is a discovery, as you say. And probably, you know, thousands of years ago, people, you know, they understood all this and it made sense. But now science is putting their hand on this. And, you know, starting to progress this concept a little bit further. Now, how did science collide with this concept, and how has it developed over the recent years?
Well, scientists have long suspected that something like this was happening. They just didn't have the research. I mean, for 100 years, we knew that we share the same, in embryology, we share the same womb. Literally, the womb with our mother and our grandmother. Mm-hmm. We've known that for 100 years, and what would be the impact of sharing the womb? With that, literally, the way it pans out is when our grandmom is 5 months pregnant with our mom, the egg that will one day become us is already in there. Mm-hmm. So we know that much. But it wasn't until about 10 years ago that this neuroscientist named Rachel Yehuda, she discovered that the parents and the children of Holocaust survivors, so the children of Holocaust survivors and the children of mothers who were at or near the World Trade Center when it was attacked during 9/11, they had similar trauma symptoms. How can they have similar trauma symptoms? Well, they look deeper and they see that the cortisol is affected in both. So if the woman who's pregnant at the World Trade Center has the stress hormone cortisol affected, and then her child's born with the stress hormone affected, they make that link.
Wow. Well, Mark, we only have a minute left. We need to have you back to get deeper into this. I mean, this is fascinating stuff, and I hope we can have you back on to talk about it because, you know, right now there's an increased interest in people, you know, finding out their DNA and their family trees and all that sort of thing. But, you know, that's fine and well, but because of what you're explaining to us today, we need to consider the traumas that these relatives may have endured, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and we need to talk about them. So once we can, we have this idea that we can just be quiet because the quieter we are, the more our kids won't repeat it. We're finding out the opposite's true.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's too deep. No doubt about it. Mark Wolin, leading expert on inherited family trauma, as the director of the Family Constellation Institute in San Francisco. He trains clinicians and treats people struggling with depression, anxiety, panic disorder, obsessive thoughts, self-injury, chronic pain, illness, all the diseases and illnesses mentally that can come upon us. Mark Wolin, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. It is 19 minutes right now before the top of the hour.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
I think we're done for this.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Oh gosh, you can't believe who I have in the studio right now. It is so exciting to have first call in here. Marty couldn't make it, and so we get to talk behind his back, right?
Absolutely.
You said trash. Actually, you said trash.
Let's trash him. Yeah, why not? It's early in the day.
Well, we've got Bonnie Keene and Melody Tunney is with us from First Call. And we got somebody on the phone with us? Who's this on the phone?
Surprise!
Marty! 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 We weren't really going to trash you, Marty. We thought you were still asleep.
There's nothing we can say to trash you. Hi.
Word.
Sorry, can we miss you?
Hey, Marty.
How are you doing?
Good to have you with us. We've got Marty McCall, Bonnie Keene, Melody Tunney with us. First call, we got the three of them here, and they are surprised because we weren't sure we were going to be able to get Marty on. So,
awesome. Made our day. Absolutely made our day.
Well, it's the only way it should be to have all three. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
I said Bill and Benita from our publicist worked it out. So, you know.
Thank you.
We thought it would be really fun. So, thank you, Bill. How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing great. We're having fun here, staying out of trouble. I mean, this is the last day, and, you know, they're clearing the house because we got a couple presidential candidates coming in.
So,
they're checking everybody, and I think they checked the girls a couple times to make sure they left their fan or 50s at home.
Yeah, no, we've avoided it so far.
Yeah. I think you got the good end of that stick, though, Bill, with Bonnie and Mel.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll tell you, you know, it is an honor to, you know, to substitute for you, you know,
he's learned all of your parts, Marty.
Yeah, right.
We've been holding auditions all week.
Yeah, I can, I'm lip syncing is what I'm doing, Marty, let me tell you. You know, Bonnie, let me ask you first, you know, the first call, when it first, you know, the name, I mean, you were looking, you know, being studio musicians, studio backup singers, that was your heart, and that's about where you saw, you know, the group going. You really didn't see it to where it is today, but God did.
No, we had no idea. We had actually been on the road with various groups and decided to start our families and stay in Nashville and
certain producers were calling Marty and Mel and I to sing together. They liked our sound. We thought, this is a great idea. We'll sit down and come up with a plan to market ourselves and just stay here and do as much work as we can. Mm-hmm. And the term first call in Nashville is used for musicians, players, you know, first call for a session. So mm-hmm. we thought, that's a great name.
Yeah, right.
And we also had a first calling that we shared to follow Christ, so it had a double meaning for us.
Exactly.
And then our ministry and career really has been one unexpected act of God's grace after another, taking where we were and just moving us on and moving us on and moving us on. And to now, you know, 14 projects later and the original three of us, it's a real joy to have this new EP out to for people to hear called Second Birth.
Right. And Mel, you know, I want to touch on the new EP here in just a moment, but you know, as things are moving along, I mean, you think, okay, we're going to stay here, stay close to town, not have to do a lot of traveling, but God says, I have a better idea for you. So what do you do?
Well, we obeyed ultimately, but in the beginning, that really was our plan, because we had all been on the road with various groups and wanted to start our families and just be here in Nashville, and God was opening doors for us to record. And so when we formed, we said, okay, this is a strictly going to be a studio group, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, all three of us in agreement.
Right.
And it really was a case of, you know, don't ever tell the Lord what you don't want to do, because God had so many bigger plans for us than we ever could imagine.
Marty, how did you get together with Mel and Bonnie?
Well, we actually got called by a producer to work together on probably a background on a record. We also had done a lot of jingles for radio and TV and things like that. And, I mean, that's what we ended up doing. But, you know, he called us together. In fact, I think Mel might have booked the session for a producer. Mm-hmm. And we just loved the way we sounded together. It didn't take any work for us to create a great blend, and we were about the same level in terms of speed and you know, just diving in and coming up with what we needed for backgrounds. And so it kept happening, and so finally, and we really loved it, and so finally Mel very timidly broached the subject of,
she wanted to break the contract, she wanted to break the agreement on you guys.
Right. And so, well, really it was to sing together, to sort of form a group to be a studio group. And so we marketed ourselves for a while as a ready-made background, you know, recording group. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, took off, and we were very popular among the producers. And so we just, you know, we were really happy doing that. And then we were asked to go with Sandy on her biggest
Sandy
arena
Patty.
Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know, everybody was then asking us to do a record. And so, having done so many already, we didn't really want to just do another Christian project. You know, we really wanted it to be challenging for us and fun. And so we just looked for, we wrote songs, we looked for writers who would write for us, and looked for amazing, you know, arrangements and things like that, and put together our first record, and took it on the road with Sandy, and Undivided became a number one radio song, you know, while we were on tour. So that's what,
well,
you know,
what about Confirmation, huh? Was that Confirmation?
Yeah, it was pretty, we were kind of, you know, we were a little bit, I guess, spoiled at the beginning, and we just were kind of whining, I guess, about it a little bit, like, we didn't want to do this, Lord, you know, and which is, as Mel was saying, is kind of a stupid thing to do, but we did, but
that's okay. God puts up with us. He knows we're part of the family, right?
We were totally confused about what to do in the beginning, and you know, it's so interesting. I remember just being in awe of both Marty and Mel. Marty's voice, you know, in Fireworks, and watching him, I didn't know who he was, you know, and then getting to sing with him. And then Mel is just brilliant in the studio and so fast. And when she came to us and said, let's do this, I was really just blown away by the thought of singing with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started touring and people loved the music, we were like, wow, I guess this is nice. People like, you know, when we were nominated for a Grammy, we were singing on the Grammy Awards.
Right.
Like, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
And then really over the years, we just watched God use the music in a powerful way, and we started really taking it seriously.
Exactly.
And it's just
been amazing,
awesome,
like
journey.
You say, five Grammy Award nominations, Dove Awards, three Gospel Music Association Awards. I mean, it's been an absolute stellar career. So all your fault, Mel.
It's Mel's fault, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a God thing.
I want to talk about, about the EP, the new EP. It's Rebirth. Tell us about that. Second Birth, I'm sorry.
Well, the title comes from one of the songs on the project that we had recorded years ago, Lord of All. That purchased man a second birth. And so we loved just the thought of first call, second birth, and it's very symbolic of the fact that we just really, Bill, we've never known where God is leading us.
Mm-hmm.
And this feels like a time where just God is allowing us to sing together again. We have no idea of what is ahead for us. But we're excited about the project.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. First call here at NRB in
Nashville. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Marty, for calling in. Appreciate it. Bonnie Keane, Melly Cunningham. Yes, look at, they even harmonize when they say hi. Isn't that disgusting? It just goes to check. First call on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.